So let's review. The Gemara earlier cited the pasuk "Mipnei seva takum v'adarta pnei zaken v'yareisa melekecha" and discussed who the terms zaken and seva refer to. The Braisa now derives several principles from the juxtaposition of takum v'adarta, the obligation of kima to stand up and hider to honor. Lo yamarti kima el b'makom shesh hider. One is only required to stand up where it is an honor. This is only in his immediate proximity, whereas Rashi explains, it is obvious that he's standing for his honor. However, the Gemara explains that this applies only to Rabbi She'ena Muvik, an ordinary Rebbe. But Rabbi Hamuvik Malayenov, for one's primary Rebbe, one must stand as soon as he can see him at any distance. The requirement of Makom She'esh Hider also excludes Beis HaKisei uVeis HaMerchatz, standing before him in a bathroom or bathhouse. However, this applies only bevate gavoy, in the inner chamber, where people are unclothed, and it's not appropriate to give honor. However, bevate beroy, in the outer chamber, where people are dressed, one does need to rise because it is an appropriate place to give honor. Takum v'hadarta, mahidur she'im bebitl, af kima she'im bebitl. Just as honoring and providing for their needs does not necessarily take time away from one's tasks, so too one only needs to rise if it does not take away time from his pursuits. Accordingly, we also compare them in the reverse. Makima she'im b'chasaron kis, af hider she'im b'chasaron kis. Just as kima does not cost anything, so too one is not obligated to spend money for hider. Therefore, im bali umnius rishoyin lamet mnei tamid ha-chachamim b'shosha iskin b'malachtim. Workers are not obligated to stand before tamid ha-chachamim while they are working, and as Tesis points out, b'iskin b'malachas acherim. This refers to when they are working for others that they are forbidden. However, regarding Bikurim, the Mishnah teaches, Kol Bali Umnius, Einem Epnehem, Vishoilin Bishleiman, Boimlehem, Achenu, Anche Mokum Plani, Bayacham Lashalom. They do rise to honor those who are bringing Bikurim. This is either because of Chaviva Mitzvah Beshaita, the importance of a mitzvah while it's being performed, or Imkenat Machshin Lasu Lavi. By receiving proper recognition, they're encouraged to maintain the practice of bringing Bikurim. The Gemara also expounds the conclusion of the pasuk "V'yareisa melekecha tefer Hashem." Yochel yatzim einav mikmei delamte zman chiyuvo. We might think that one may choose to avert his eyes before the Talmud Chacham approaches, so as not to be aware when the Talmud Chacham passes by, and thus be free from this obligation. Therefore, the pasuk says "Takum v'yareisa," teaching us "Dav hamasa lelev ksiv v'yareisa melekecha." Hashem knows that he deliberately avoided the mitzvah. An additional derivation: "Zokin v'yareisa." The elder should also have yira, and lo yatriach, he should avoid burdening the people unnecessarily and rather take a different route if possible, even though chiyuvahu, it is an obligation on the tzibur. Additionally, imakiv chai, if he takes a longer route, he will merit a long life. The Gemara proceeds to limit the application of this mitzvah. Ein tamach achem rishoy lamed mei rabbi ela shachris v'arvis. One may only stand for his rebbe twice a day. So that his honor should not exceed the honor of Hashem, because as Rashi explains, we say Kriya Shema accepting El Malchus Shemayim only twice a day. The Gemara cautions, a person, even the Talmud Chacham who does not stand before his Rebbe, is considered wicked, and he will not live long and will forget his learning. The Gemara now raises several questions regarding this mitzvah. Should a son, who is his father's Rebbe, stand up for his father? The Gemara records that Shmuel indeed instructed Rebbe Yehuda, stand up before your father, even though he was his father's teacher. However, the Gemara differentiates, Shani Rabbi Cheskel, the Baal Ma'isim Hava. His father Rabbi Cheskel was a man of great deeds. And even Shmuel stood before him. Therefore, his intention may have been Kumat mikamei v'loy teichesh liikra didi, allowing Rabbi Huda to stand before him even in his Rebbe's presence. The Gemara wonders further, b'noi v'hu rabbi ma'u sheyamet ovim mipanav. Should a father stand for his son who is his Rebbe? The Gemara leaves this question unresolved. The Gemara continues to ask, rachav kimahalach dami oiloi. If one's Rebbe passes by while riding an animal, is it considered as if the Rebbe himself is walking, and so the student is obligated to rise before him? Or is he considered to be sitting, and so the student is not obligated to rise? The Gemara resolves this issue from a braisa. Tamei yeshev tachas ilon v'tahar oimid, tamei. If someone is standing under a tree where a metzayra is sitting, he becomes tummy through tumas oil. However, tummy oimetachas ilin betar yoshiv tar. If someone is sitting under a tree where a mitzvah is standing, he does not become tummy, because as Rashi explains, a mitzvah mitame tahar anichnasim la'ayil elam kein yeshiv hamitzvah. A mitzvah transmits tuma to anyone under the same roof only if the mitzvah is sitting, as the pasuk says, mechutz la'machne meishavai. And the Braisa concludes, v'chein be'evan hamanugas, a stone that has tumas saras and is being carried by a person is subject to the same principle. Therefore, the Gemara deduces the zaysa meres reichiv k'mahalach dami. Just as the stone assumes the status of the person carrying it, so to the Rebbe, who is riding an animal, is considered as if he is walking, and the student must rise before him. The Gemara introduces another form of honoring the Torah. Chayiv lamed m'nei sefer Torah. One is obligated to rise before a Torah scroll, because kal v'chomer m'nei lamdeo imdim m'panel l'koshken. If we rise before those who study it, we should certainly rise before the Torah itself. On the other hand, ein tamachachem rishoy lamem ne'rabay b'shosha etzik b'Torah. One may not interrupt his learning to stand for his Rebbe, because klum Torah medis mepneilim deha. While one is studying, he is considered like the Torah itself, and the Torah should not stand before those who study it. However, light ala abaya. Abaya disapproved of those who would not stand before their Rebbe while learning. The Gemara cites a braisa that describes how one should stand before his Rebbe. Chacham oiver, oimin milfan of dalaramas. Pachimin sha'aver dalaramas yeshiv. When Tamach Chacham passes by, one must stand when he comes within his four amas, and may sit when he leaves his four amas. However, av bezdin oiver, oimin milfan of maloenov, pachimin sha'aver dalaramas yeshiv. For the leader of the court, one must stand as soon as he sees him, but may sit as soon as he leaves his four amas. Furthermore, nasi oiver, Oymin Mulfan of Maloenov, Vein Yeshab Achyeshab Bim Kaimai. For the Nasi, one must stand as soon as he sees him, and may not sit until the Nasi reached his place. As the Pasuk says, Yukumu Kola Am, Gaimer, Vibito Achre Moshe Ad Boyo Ayala. They stood for Moshe Beinu until they saw him enter his tent.